4. Invasive, non-native species. During warmer months, you might notice the bright pink blooms of Himalayan balsam on the riverbank. Although eye-catching, this invasive plant is a serious environmental concern. As the tallest growing annual species in the UK, it rapidly spreads along riverbanks, outcompeting native flora and reducing habitat for local wildlife. When Himalayan balsam dies back in the winter, it can leave riverbanks bare and prone to erosion and even flooding. Its exploding seed pods are highly prolific and can project seeds up to 7 metres away, making control challenging. Fortunately, its hollow stems make it easy to uproot and trample, but disturbing the plant from September onwards must be avoided to prevent the spread of its seeds. Further along beyond the gate, you might also spot the bamboo-like stems of Japanese knotweed. This invasive plant causes damage to both wildlife and infrastructure, and is even known to break through concrete. It spreads by rhizomes, sending out roots and shoots, and by broken fragments of stem, making it extremely difficult to control once established. Managing these invasive non-native species, or INS, is crucial for protecting our rivers and the surrounding ecosystem. The North Wales Wildlife Trust actively works to combat their spread within the River Dee catchment. For more information, visit the North Wales Wildlife Trust website. We encourage everyone to use the INS Mapper app to report sightings of INS. For those also going out to survey and manage INS, such as local action groups and volunteer groups, INS Mapper is the tool to report and share survey and management information, which will help coordinate effective INS management.
Exit through the far pedestrian gate. And as you near the old woolen mill house straight ahead, turn left into the field. And then right to follow the waymarked path, where you can begin Audio Point 5.